Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, there's only one place to start, and that's with England, as we bring you their Euro 2024 qualifier against Ukraine. And would you believe it's live on TalkSport later on this afternoon?
So Harry Kane stands, addresses the ball, runs up, hits it right on it. Harry Kane, history maker and record breaker. The most difficult game in the group has been navigated successfully.
England fans have got to trust Gareth Southgate. He's transformed a side that was humiliated in Nice by Iceland into a side that goes deep into tournaments.
Ultimately, we need to qualify from this group, and to do that, a win tomorrow puts us in a really strong position.
Lays it back for Zinchenko. Wise up a strike. What a goal from Oleg Zinchenko.
We've got to take the game to them, and we've got to make sure that we make them suffer with the ball.
Vitaly Mykolenko with a beautiful, sumptuous, wonderful first-time volley.
With this being the opening qualifier for them compared to England, yeah, who've had to travel to Naples, had to put a big performance in there, they might be the fresher of the two sides.
Yep, join Adrian Durham with all the build-up. That's from 4pm ahead of kick-off at 5pm with Jim Proudfoot and the former England captain Stuart Pearce calling the action. Let's hear now from the England manager, Gareth Southgate, who's been speaking to our England correspondent, Faye Carruthers, and he says it's vital they back up their win over Italy with victory against Ukraine at Wembley.
That's the challenge, is to put on a performance that excites the supporters. We've got a full house, but ultimately we need to qualify from this group, and to do that, a win tomorrow puts us in a really strong position. So in terms of what we can take from the other night, well, we can't give the ball away like we did at times in Naples. That's clear and obvious. I don't expect us to do that, but we play a team that will be fresh physically and are adapting to the style of a new coach, which we've a reasonable idea of what they might do, but there's also, they haven't had a competitive game with him yet, so there's a little bit of uncertainty around that. And I think they will, you know, they do have some very good players, as we saw in the Euros.
Yeah, I think they played a behind-closed-doors friendly against Brentford B-side. And obviously they haven't played competitive football for about 9 months now. But what kind of threat do they pose? Can you take what you learnt from the Euro quarter-final, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, I think technically very good midfield players in particular. We know both the wingers that are likely to start have played or are playing in the Premier League, so they're well known to us. But I think it's that midfield area where they can keep possession of the ball in tight areas, and they can cause you to run and chase. And we've got to make sure that our pressure is right and that our structure is right. But also we've got to take the game to them, and we've got to make sure that we make them suffer with the ball.
And we've spoken a lot about Ivan Toney, obviously. Now Harry has broken the record. Incredible achievement for him. Perhaps on the score sheet, hopefully, on Sunday, it might open up an opportunity for Ivan.
Well, he's here because we believe in him and we're ready to use him. We haven't bought another forward, and he's impressed us with the way he's trained, the way he's worked. His finishing looks really good. So he's also in a very good moment that we won't hesitate to use him.
Frey also sat down with the Everton and England goalkeeper, Jordan Pickford, to look ahead to this afternoon's game. And he's been telling us Their aim is to win Euro 2024.
As a group, as a nation, we want to win a trophy, but there's a lot of hard work goes in before getting to that end point. We've got a tough group, you know. Winning away at Italy the other night was a massive start, but like the manager touched on, it only counts if we beat Ukraine on Sunday at Wembley. That'll put us in a very good position. But we've got Italy, Ukraine, North Macedonia, knocked out Portugal in the playoffs. So we know we've got a tough group, but it's a challenge we all embrace and a challenge we want to take on, you know, and I think we're prepared for that.
So Harry Kane stands, addresses the ball, runs up, hits it right foot. History maker and record breaker. His place in the pantheon of England greats long assured, but he's now the most prolific of the lot. From Bloomer to Finney to Charlton and Greaves and back again to Rooney and Kane. England's number nine is now England's number one.
He's a leader, you know, he's a captain, but he leads by example on and off the pitch, you know. Training pitch, he's always the first one off. He's always doing his bits, you know. He's always being ready. If you give yourself the best opportunity training, you're gonna, you know, you've done your hard work, and you know, game day, you're gonna be ready and fully prepared. And I think that's what he does brilliant. And obviously, Waz's record was a very good one, proud moment for him. But for Harry to break his record and me to be a part of the team when he's breaking a record like that with such many great players behind him now is. It's a proud moment for him, you know, and his family.
Ukraine, yeah. Up on Sunday. The last time you played them was in Rome, in that quarter-final in the Euros. They've not played a competitive match for 9 months for obvious reasons. But what do you make of them? What do you remember about that match?
Yeah, I remember it well. It was warm. I feel like it was a very good game from us, winning 4-0. But I think they still had their fair chances in the game as well, you know. I don't think if you reflect on the game and you look back at it, you wouldn't probably say it was a 4-0 game, because they're a top side, you know. One we need to be on our A game tomorrow to beat, but they've got some top individuals, you know. Got a few players in the Premier League and players across Europe who are playing for top sides, and they're a good, proud nation.
Meanwhile, the former England striker Gabby Agbonlahor was alongside Jamie O'Hara on kickoff, and they gave their thoughts ahead of the game.
Foden 100% will start tomorrow, but like you said, I just think England all round dug in deep. When it got tough, you know, in the trenches, they dug in and they kept Italy at bay.
In terms of the game management on Gareth Southgate, now I done a show straight after the game, and there was a lot of England fans who were phoning up who weren't happy with that second half performance, saying it's the same old Gareth Southgate, same old mistakes, same old he's reactive instead of proactive. You know, he doesn't change it when we was under the cosh.
He did though. Listen, he could have changed it a bit earlier, but he needed more legs near the end.
Gallagher, I mean, Calvin Phillips' legs went after 50 minutes.
He was chasing shadows.
Chasing shadows, couldn't get near. My argument was, how can you not see, as a coaching staff, Gareth Southgate in the second half where Italy were all over us? The problem was in midfield.
Who would you have brought on for Calvin Phillips after 50 minutes?
Conor Gallagher.
You would have brought him on.
Yeah, because he's...
Bellingham,
because I've seen him play for Chelsea off the bench in that position. He's brilliant off the bench because he's got legs. Yeah. He's got energy.
Yeah.
You know, and he'll get on the ball. He's confident. And I was looking at him thinking, he's out on his
tired.
Feet.
Yeah, he did look
tired. He looks tired.
But do you think we're not blessed enough in that position, as Southgate says, about... You know, because you look at Henderson, he was on the bench, wasn't he?
We've got Bellingham. Who's coming through, and he's more of a...
Yeah, I'm on about Rice and Phillips at that position, aren't they? They're sitters, aren't they? Think about it. Who else have we got? Rice, Phillips, Henderson. Who else? Which is really a ball-winning defensive midfielder.
Can't you play Bellingham in there and then play Phil Foden in front of him?
Yeah, but Bellingham's not going to sit there, is he? He gets itchy feet sitting as a sitter, wouldn't he? He wants to bomb forward.
I think Bellingham can do anything. I think you can play Bellingham in a two, you can play him as a three. I think for me... The future of England in midfield is Declan Rice and Jude Bellingham 100%. With Phil Foden in front of him.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think Calvin Phillips is, in my opinion, good enough to hold that position against the best.
But don't you think that, like, in the Euros, when you had Phillips and Rice sitting, that some games that might be a good option? I know it's defensive-minded.
Watching Tottenham, mate.
I know it is. Like, but let's talk about players. Foden in there, but who needs a game tomorrow? Is Maddison... give Maddison a game at number 10 in behind Tony. But I don't think he's going to do that, Southgate. I think he's going to want to get 6 points on the board. Yeah. He's going to play Kane and he's going to play maybe Foden. But I'd love to see Maddison given a chance.
And a reminder, of course, you can hear England against Ukraine. It's live on TalkSport. That's from 4 p.m. this afternoon with kick-off at Wembley at 5 p.m. Elsewhere in Euro 2024 qualifying, Scotland thrashed Cyprus 3-0 in their opening game at Hampden Park, and Wales drew with Croatia. That in their first game, of course, since Gareth Bale's retirement. Here's the reaction from both of those matches.
Scotland 3, Cyprus 0, and two late goals from Scott McTominay added a veneer of respectability to a fairly workmanlike, even nervy Scotland performance against a very solid Cypriot side.
Good start to the group, 3 points. Some good things, and some things that are not so good that we have to get a little bit better at. But overall, very pleasing.
Brilliant. You know, you could not for a better day. It was obviously really important to start the campaign well. 3 points, clean sheet, that's what you want. So we take that and move on to Tuesday.
We got the win, we got the 3 points, and that's the main thing. So delighted to get the win eventually after a sticky performance.
There at the back post was John McGinn, and it's the 16th time that John McGinn has scored under Steve Clarke. Scotland 1, Cyprus 0.
Obviously delighted. My personal aim is to try and get us to Euros. Obviously if the goals come, it's brilliant, but bit surreal to see myself alongside those names on that list and hopefully I can keep adding them.
Good decision to push them a little bit further forward. If I take any credit, that's the only thing I did. The rest is down to John. 16 goals for a midfield player is a great return. He's got 6 assists. So it's a big contribution to what we're trying to do.
The Tartan Army are loving it now. 87 minutes gone and Scott McTominay has just crashed the ball into the back of the net to give Scotland a 2-0 lead.
Scott's always pushing to start. Scott's always in the front of my mind when it comes to selecting a side.
I'll be honest with you, this was a tough watch, but the Scots won, and Steve Clarke would gladly take the same and another win against the Spanish. Scotland 3, Cyprus 0.
You don't need to make those the headlines. I think the positive ones are better than the negative ones.
You know, in the end, to keep going, tire Cyprus out in the end and get the goals, it's a good start.
It's a good start. It's a really good start to the group. And then we'll have to try and back it up on Tuesday night against the Spanish.
And there goes the final whistle. Unbelievable, it really is. In the 4th minute of time added on, Nathan Broadhead, on as a substitute from close range, and he stabbed it home for the equaliser. It's his senior international debut.
It was quite emotional. I've been waiting for this moment for a long time, and to get on the pitch for Wales is an amazing feeling in itself, but to score a goal is even better, to get Wales a point, so yeah, amazing.
He's in tears at the end, that's what it means to him, you know. He's in tears at the end of the game with the supporters. I can still hear supporters out there now singing, and it means the world to him.
This is arguably the most difficult game in the entire Euro qualifying 2024 group game for Wales. So the fact they're going to come away from Croatia, who are strong favourites to win the group outright, is an unbelievable result. It really is.
Well, it feels like a win. When you get the equaliser like we did later on in the game, it feels like a win. And I think the lads deserve it for the effort they put in.
Wonderful night for Wales. Croatia 1, Wales 1.
We've got to build on it now. We can't get complacent thinking we've come to a... Croatia, a very good team, and got a point. So we're the finished article. There's things we still need to improve on, and we have to replicate that again on Tuesday if we're going to get anything out. We can't guarantee results, but if we give a level of performance like that consistently throughout this campaign, we'll win more than we lose.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle, and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, away from international football for a moment, the former Oxford United boss Carl Robinson joined Natalie Sawyer and Tony Cascarino in the studio on Game Day Breakfast. He managed Dele Alli whilst at MK Dons and has been talking about what's next for the former Spurs midfielder, who's currently playing his football out in Turkey for Beşiktaş, or not playing, as the case may be.
I'm sick to death, right, of... He gets criticised for so many... Yeah, OK, his performance has been horrendous and we can judge him, and no one knows him. I know it's part of what the responsibility these shows are to have an outside comment on the situation, and fundamentally you're thinking even he'll agree. But yeah, his performance haven't been great, but equally I think he's becoming the way the Premier League is nowadays. You are there to be shut down consistently with a young English player. You really are, and whether that be the Phil Foden, the people like that, it's almost like once they reach this height, then all of a sudden there's a downward spiral to where we want them to go, to bring them down, to make them topics of conversation. And even just this week, this is not coming from him, but I read some of the articles this week about him going, well, the word was AWOL, wasn't it?
AWOL, yeah, from Beşiktaş, where he's on.
And then I spoke to somebody, and the manager gave him permission to go to the doctors, and he knew where he was. But so it's easy when someone's in a bad place to keep throwing mud at somebody, surely. Yeah, and this is part of maybe the downward spiral in his performance. The one mistake he makes that we want to jump all over at the beginning of his career, when he made many mistakes, by the way, on and off the pitch, probably. But that one moment of magic was the headlines. Mm. And then remember the Crystal Palace goal, on multiple goals. Remember the Palace against Chelsea when he scored two at White Hart Lane when they beat him. And you start watching the game and you're thinking, he did a lot of things wrong in them games, but the moments of magic overshadowed that a little bit. And because we were only speaking about the positive part of Dele, then that became the news story. Mm. But because as it spirals and the negativity that increases on top of him, as he's done things off the pitch that support what he should do on the pitch, he'd probably say no at certain stages.
Do you think Dele Alli has been an unhappy footballer for quite a number of seasons that has lowered his performances because he's been affected, like you said, because some players just want to be out there, and he was such a talented lad, no one can really understand where it went wrong.
I think if you look at it, went wrong so sudden, didn't it? What for me, and again, this is not something he said to me, this is me, look, listen, I do know him very, very well, but this is not him speaking to me. But I remember watching, well, of course, they were playing Liverpool, and for me, it was a bittersweet seeing him play in a Champions League final. But then Liverpool winning it was obviously a little bit more important to me than that, and he knows that. And then seeing him come off, and I think he kicked or threw a water bottle. And the stories afterwards, it was at the manager. And you know, you've come off a pitch. Yeah. You don't know who's in front of you when you're angry. You don't know. Sometimes you don't know what you're doing. I kicked the water bottle and it's gone into the stand, and I've been booked for it, and I've said things. But in the moment, you don't realise that you're doing it. And from that moment on, I think his career, that was the moment. Because if you think of the game before, that was away at Ajax, wasn't it? When he was magical on the day when they got through to the final. So for that spiral to be so quick, I think it's just public perception at certain stages, and some of the things he's done that he'll have to accept responsibility for. But is he still only 26?
Yeah, he's 27 next month. Yeah,
April. Yeah. So there's still a lot of football left. I guarantee you, in the summer, he will be playing five-a-side somewhere with his mates. He'll be playing with his mates somewhere on a park, playing five-a-side football.
Does he still have enough time to resurrect his career and get back to being that Dele Alli that we were all so excited about?
I don't think you. I think part of what we were so excited about was the future.
Yeah,
so
that?
When he gets
the
to 20s,
yeah.
So we're never going to be excited by the future of a Dele Alli. I think it's finding that moment. I think his next. People have always said his next step is Everton, didn't work. His next step is Beşiktaş, and we're reading it's not working. I just want to see him strip back and playing free, and playing just him. If you leave him to him, he's magical. Some of the things he can do with the football, and we've seen that on the world stage.
Do you think he's more than capable of returning to the Premier League?
Right now, where he is, I would say no, because from where he's in Beşiktaş to come to the Premier League, the Premier League is the greatest league in the world. It really is. And what is the Premier League? The top of the Premier League, the middle of the Premier League, the bottom of the Premier League? Because the type of player that he is, he has to play in them teams where, yeah, you do maybe sometimes dominate the ball a little bit more, and he has that flippancy of his game to actually affect the game. I don't know.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Of course, make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Drive alongside the sneaker freak himself. Oh, I've been in hospital for a week, Darren Bent, who's back. And we'll be looking back on England and their Euro 2024 qualifier with Ukraine, which, of course, is live on TalkSport. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.